With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Two of the people who were critically injured when a deck collapsed at a church camp on the west side of Flathead Lake Saturday are now classified as in good condition at Kalispell Regional Medical Center. Hospital spokeswoman Melody Sharpton said today that just 9 patients remain out of the 27 people who were initially hospitalized there after the collapse at Glacier Presbyterian Camp near Lakeside. All are listed in good condition. More than 50 people were taken to 5 area hospitals and Seattle after the deck collapsed. Glacier Camp was hosting a memorial service on Saturday when the 10,000-square-foot wraparound deck at its Spruce Lodge facility fell. Glacier Camp is zoned within Lake County, but the county does not maintain building codes, says Lake County Planning Director Jacob Feisner.
The county doesn't have the budget or the staff to pursue building codes at this time.
Feisner says the county inspected the camp for a zoning conformance permit in 2002 to build Spruce Lodge, but did not inspect nor permit it for the structural integrity or safety.
They had what they needed as far as the county zoning is concerned. And beyond that, it's up to the landowner to be responsible for the structure and whether or not it's sound.
Lake County Sheriff Don Bell says his department won't investigate the collapse because there wasn't a crime. He says the cause will be determined by the insurance investigator. Kalispell Regional Medical Center spokesperson Melody Sharpton says the hospital is proud of how it responded to the mass casualty event.
We did our jobs, and we did a great job at doing our jobs.
She said patients arrived with injuries ranging from exposed broken bones to spinal issues, and many required immediate surgery.
We had staff members coming in responding to this event who weren't even on call. They just came in to help. Even housekeeping staff that came in to clean rooms so that they could turn those rooms over very quickly in our ED.
Sharpton says Kalispell Regional Medical Center trains for mass casualty events like this. She says the hospital plans to hold debriefing sessions soon. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.